Trevor, Wolfitz had a brilliant third quarter and a really tough fourth quarter. Can you discuss what sort of...
Yeah, self-inflicted wounds.
Went badly?
Yeah, self-inflicted wounds. First down, I missed a throw to Dell. I just kind of babied a, you know, a little one where I kind of escaped out of the pocket, felt them being boundary pressure. And so I kind of just got out of there just in case, wanted to avoid a sack fumble there and just kind of babied the throw. And then we were kind of self-inflicted wounds from there, you know, fumble, couple little things happening here and there. But, you know, it's obviously early in the season, and we've got to understand that these are full 60-minute football games, and CFL, it's never over, but I'm never going to apologize for winning. We're 1-0. And it's tough to win in this league. And our defense stepped up. Our specials did a great job. We had a great third quarter. We were moving the football, but fourth quarter, just self-inflicted wounds. And those are things that we can get better at. They're fixable things. It's not one of those things where we're looking around going, shoot, we just don't have guys that can make plays. We're going to be all right.
Brendan?
Trevor, what can you just say of the next man up mentality from this group when you have so many guys go down, key contributors early, and just availability being the best ability for this team?
Yeah, it's something that you never take lightly, and that comes down to culture. It comes down to culture, and you know, what's it look, act, and feel like in our room every day? And it looks, acts, and feels like focus and guys that are behind one another and guys that are really rallying behind one another. I mean, it's not like we had small pieces go down either. I mean, talking one of the best receivers in the CFL, who should have been in the top 50. You know, you're talking about AJ Ouellette, maybe one of the best running backs in the league. You know, you're talking about an O lineman, a left tackle we're really, really high on, and you know, he's filling in for people. And so we're kind of, you know, depth wise, it's one of those things where you're kind of scraping the barrel at the roster at this point, because we only had six guys dressed. And so it's like one other guy goes down and you guys know who comes in, right? And Micah. And so, you know, it's never ideal, but it's always great to see guys come in, step up and be ready to play. And you know, we didn't have a single person flinch.
So I know you talked about this with us earlier this week, about how last year being prepared, going through that many offensive linemen, is that kind of just water off a duck's back when you're seeing that in game one of 2025?
It's the worst part of football is injuries, right? You know, and when you hear, you know, grown man down there, you know, knowing that something had happened, it's rough, because, you know, this is, you know, a lot of guys' livelihoods, and it stinks. And so, but, you know, you turn your focus to the next, you know, next thing. And then after the game, you kind of, you know, check on your teammates and stuff. It's one of those things that's really difficult. But like I said, it just comes down to culture. And Corey Mace, J.O., Mark Mueller, they've just done a great job of setting what that is, what it looks like. You know, Kyle Carson, Larry Dean, all these guys, right? So, and we're just kind of falling through.
Trevor, that first couple drives you guys had, was that just because you guys didn't play in that second preseason game? Even the hold was off on a field goal attempt there, Brett had to kick it and everything, and you guys really settled in from there?
Yeah, first drive was a miscommunication with Shafe, and I got back to whatever read it was in the progression pretty quickly, and I thought he was going to take it high and over the top, but he ended up crossing face. It was just a little miscommunication, and next drive, yeah, just had some little things happen, right? And those are things that you iron out. Those are, you know, things that, you know, the great football teams don't let fester and let become big mistakes. And we were able to kind of trudge forward and have a great second and third quarter. And, you know, I don't think we were stopped. And then fourth quarter, we obviously, you know, had some self-inflicted wounds. Give them credit. You know, they're a good defense. They did a good job of making it tough on us and trying to take some things away. And but, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where we can go into the film session, see what happened, make sure that we're correcting those little things and understanding that those are big moments for us to make sure we put the pedal to the metal.
Trevor, just talk about this offensive line again. Only Jamarcus Hardrick is in his spot from training camp. Daniel Johnson has to come in for Peyton Collins, and zero sacks given up. Just what is it about this group these past couple of years that they've been able to weather everything thrown at them?
Yeah, we know we're all in this together, and they talk about, you know, there's 12 guys and even 13 that protect the quarterback, and, you know, we're all a part of it. You know, receiver sight adjusting. There's, you know, myself getting the ball out and understanding when, you know, to get rid of the football and, you know, avoiding those things. And, yeah, that's all we heard about all week was depleted O-line, going to get feasted on. And obviously they're a great defensive line. Please don't misconstrue that quote. They have good football players. Bryce Carter, Lorenzo Maldon, Michael Wakefield, Cleon Lent, those are good football players. But, you know, just really proud of the bunch up front, proud of the receivers and running backs for, you know, handling some tough stuff.
How would you describe the importance or significance of winning the first one and setting a tone in that regard?
Yeah, obviously we're going to be a different team, you know, when it comes to, you know, week 15 and playoff time and Labor Day. And, you know, we're going to be improved from where we are right now. But make no mistake, these wins matter at the end of the year. And, you know, so win is a win, and we'll take it. It's 2 points in the win column for us. And obviously it's one of those things where, you know, winning and losing can become habits. And we want to make sure that we have a habit of putting the pedal to the metal. And that's the lesson here. You know, I think that we controlled the football game, but, you know, we kind of just let up a little bit later, and we've got to make sure that we have that killer instinct and kind of Mamba mentality per se.
What are your thoughts on how Bertrand Boudon and Sam Emmels played?
Oh, they were just awful. I just didn't think they played. Yeah, no, Sam Emmels is an animal. The fact that he was off the top 50 is absolutely insane. The guy dogs people in run game. He's really good after the catch. He catches everything. He's got vice grips for hands. And then Thomas is just one of those guys where nobody knows how good of a football player he is because he's behind AJ Olette. He's been behind some big time players. And, you know, whenever he gets an opportunity, he comes in, he breaks tackles, he falls forward. He has some big plays. He had a big one called back tonight. And, you know, those are just, you know, unfortunate situations for him. But we know that we can kind of lean into Thomas. And, you know, he showed that tonight. He was getting us to second medium. And unfortunately, we weren't able to kind of stay on the field for a number of reasons. But he did a great job for us tonight, and you know, he's a guy that when he's in there, you don't ever flinch. I never thought anything. I never thought twice.
Taylor.
Trevor, what can you say about your defense having to watch them basically close it out in the fourth quarter and you not having to then go engineer a comeback drive after that? But again, Thurman, Carney, a couple of big sacks.
Yeah, yeah, and eventually those zone pressures and the pressures kind of, and our D-line could kind of just pin their ears back and make some plays, and, you know, just unfortunately we weren't able to kind of, you know, keep the pedal to the metal, and, you know, when we scored, they scored in the third quarter sort of a situation, and then, you know, we were holding, when we held, they held, and so it was one of those things where we've got to make sure that we come through for our defense in the fourth quarter, but they came through for us, and that's what team football is all about. It's three-phase football, you know, special teams making sure we're getting field position. Defense understanding, you know, when they don't come through and score, we've got to make sure that we're doing our part. And but the best teams are able to put three phases of football together, and that's what we're aiming towards, and that's what we'll get to.
Well, I was going to ask about Thomas, but he already answered. So
chugga 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 choo choo.